recorded special advocates of Tulare County provide trained community volunteers to represent the interests and voices of the children they strive to protect. Today we have Linnea and the promo team as our CASA Play Ball Kid. Take it away, y'all.
Play ball!
Cada vez que abro los ojos, nunca me gustó el deporte en equipo, puedo solo, tengo frío en mi alma, unión en paro en los ojos, creo mucho en el calma y que con
el fans, your starting battery today is brought to you by the Hampton Inn. Recharge your battery and don't lose sleep over.
After 66 games of baseball, Valley Strong Ballpark, we wrap up the 80th season of baseball in Visalia on a Sunday afternoon here in the South Valley. Good afternoon, everyone. Griffin Epstein on the Rawhide Broadcast Network alongside our excellent crew led by Andrew Thornburg. Last home game of the season for the Rawhide, and they host the San Jose Giants looking for a series win. Good pitching matchup, two top 30 pitching prospects on the mound. We'll touch on them in a second. San Jose starting lineup this afternoon. Johnny Level, the shortstop, leads off. Second baseman Lorenzo Miola batting second. DH Trevor Cohen bats third. And Lizbel Diaz, center fielder in the cleanup spot. Walker Martin, the third baseman, bats fifth. Right fielder Cam Maldonado bats sixth. Bottom three in the Giants lineup. The first baseman Jeremiah Jenkins, catcher Juan Perez, and left fielder Jose Astudillo. The right-hander are Hennis Kayama, the 10th-ranked prospect in the San Francisco Giants organization, will start for San Jose. The Rawhide have one of the D-backs' top pitching prospects on the bump in the right-hander, Dari Vasquez. He's ranked as the number 28 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. It's a scorching hot day to close out the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 101 degrees at first pitch. It's in the top five hottest games this season here in Visalia. And we're ready to go. Dari Vasquez delivers. And ball one inside to kick off. Game 66 of 66 of the home schedule. Johnny Level's a switch hitter, and he's batting lefty. Here's the 1-0. Misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes to Level. Vasquez making his fourth start at the single-A level. He winds and deals. Ground ball, right side. Backhanded by the first baseman Perez. He'll take it to the bag himself. One out.
Now batting number 35.
Defensive alignment around Vasquez. Dios Francabeza is making his first start of the season at catcher. He's made three appearances as a replacement, but his first start. And Yvert Perez at first, Trent Youngblood at second, Yerald Nin at short, and Wallace Clark making his sixth straight start at third base. Lorenzo Miola, the batter, takes strike one at the knees. Shaquille Josefa's in left, Jose Alpuria in center, and Alexander Benoit in right. One out, no score. Just underway in the top of the first. The pitch, swing and a miss by Miola. And the count 0-2. A four-seam fastball that can reach 98 from Dari Vasquez, and that last pitch 97. The 0-2. Driven into right center field. This ball will get down for a base hit. Base again, Benoit to cut it off, but Miola's aboard with a single. He had Saturday night off. Comes back with a hit, had a solo home run, his second pro homer back on Friday. One on, one out for Trevor Cohen, the designated hitter. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon as we wrap up the month of August and wrap up the 80th season of professional baseball here in Visalia. First pitch to Cohen, sails outside, left-handed batter. 1-0, one on, one out, top of the first. Good crowd, wrapping up this Sunday finale, but they very much found the shade on this boiling hot Sunday. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming to Cohen. Check swing, foul, one ball, one strike. 101 degrees at first pitch. It's only the fourth game all season. We've been very fortunate here in Visalia. The first pitch and the temperature in triple digits. Temperatures will reach 104 by the end of the ball game. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Cohen. Outside, two balls, one strike. Not much wind providing relief. 4 miles an hour. A rarity, though, the wind blowing, albeit softly, in from right field. Blue sky, a few wispy clouds. I've covered the sun up a couple times so far this afternoon. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. A little hazy, but not as hazy as the last few days. The sky looks a little bluer, and the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains are visible to the east, though not the high 10,000-foot mountaintops. They're still covered in the summer valley haze. 3-1. This is downstairs, 4. Mayola took off, but he's not going to get credit for his stolen base. There's two aboard with one out. Well, Dari Vasquez, highly touted pitcher, fourth pro start, 3.75 ERA in 12 innings of work, 14 strikeouts and 8 walks. And he's making just his second start here at home in Visalia. Yes, Fran Cabeza is out to talk with Vasquez. He really impressed the home fans in his home debut. It was 6 shutout innings pitched against Rancho Cucamonga with 7 strikeouts. He only allowed 4 base runners on 2 hits and 2 walks and earned his first single-A win in a 2-0 Rawhide victory over the Quakes. He's been solid against righties. He's struggled against lefties. Righties are hitting 179 against them, but lefties hitting 250 against them with a 429 on base percentage. Isabel Diaz, the batter. He takes 1 inside, 1-0. Mentioned a good crowd, a few in the grandstands. Most fans have found the shade of the group deck areas. There's a party going out in right field. Toyota Terrace deck in the Valley Children's Healthcare Kids Corral, the pitch home. This is downstairs. 2 no strikes. Water slide, bounce outs. Going in the Kids Corral next to Valley Children's Healthcare for care of the kids on this Sunday fun day. Here's the 2-0. Tap the knees for a strike to Diaz, who leads the California League with 131 hits this season. Mayola at second, Cohen at first, 1 out. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball, softly left side, charging in Clark Fields, throws to second for 1, the throw to first, not in time. Diaz runs it out and keeps the inning alive. Mayola to third, Cohen the force out at second.
Now batting number 9, Walker, Mark.
5-4, ground out. Diaz trading spots with Cohen. And Walker Martin, a left-handed hitter, will stand in to face Vasquez. Yola at third, Diaz at first. 2 outs here in the top of the first. Just underway in the finale, 2025 finale here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch to Martin. Downstairs, 1-0. Mentioned the four-seam fastball from Dari Vasquez. He's got a sinker as well, a mix in, a slider, and a changeup. Ranked as the 28th prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, had a great start to his 2025 in the Arizona Complex League. 61 strikeouts, 44 and two-thirds innings of work. He was third in the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts. 1-0. Downstairs, 2-0. And talk about talented pitching prospects going in today. Vasquez and Arjenis Kayama. Kayama was second in the Complex League in strikeouts. They have two of the top strikeout throwers at the rookie ball level, now pitching against each other in single A. 2-0. This is downstairs on a changeup. And Martin ahead, 3 and no strikes. Vasquez, high set, kicks and deals. Ground ball, right side, backhanded by Youngblood. He'll throw to second for the force out. Nin steps on the bag to beat Diaz there. Dari Vasquez works around a couple of base runners. Gray scoreless, top of the first. The Rawhide to bat on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story, and so can you. Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Back of Visalia, no score between the Giants and the Rawhide. Visalia's starting lineup this afternoon presented by Anthem. Year old Nin, the shortstop, leads off. Second baseman Trent Youngblood batting second. Enver Perez, the first baseman, bats third. Alexander Benoit is the walk-off hero from last night. The right fielder in the cleanup spot. The left fielder Jacque Josepha bats fifth. Center fielder Jose Alpuria batting sixth. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup. The catcher Dios Frontavesa. Designated hitter Adias De La Cruz. And the third baseman Wallace Clark. Right-hander Arjenis Kayama is the second-highest-ranked pitching prospect in the San Francisco Giants organization. Just 18 years old. He'll turn 19 next month from Valencia, Venezuela. On the bump on this Sunday to face the Rawhide. Fires home. And first pitch strike into the left-handed hitting Yerold Nin. Kayama making just his fifth appearance with San Jose. Fires home outside. 1-1, just like Dari Vasquez. First year pitching in the U.S. Started his season in rookie ball with the ACL last month in the single-A level. 1-1, popped up, left side. Shortstop level is over, reaches up, and makes the one-handed grab. One out in the first. Defensive alignment around Kayama. Juan Perez is his catcher. Jeremiah Jenkins at first. Lorenzo Miola at second. Johnny Level at short. And Walker Martin at third. Jose Astudillo in left. Lisbel Diaz in center. Cam Maldonado in right. Trent Youngblood the batter. And the left-hander takes outside. One ball and no strikes. The pitch from Kayama. Swing and a miss. Way in front of the breaking ball. See a changeup, slider, and a fastball from Kayama. Stands 6'1", 186 on the bump. Just signed last year by the Giants. The pitch downstairs. Two balls and one strike to Youngblood. Kayama deals. Ground ball foul off of home plate. 2-2. Now, Kayama great in the ACL. 2.25 ERA over 12 starts for the Giants. 48 innings with 55 strikeouts, 18 walks, and a 191 batting average against. He didn't allow more than two runs in any of his 12 starts with the Arizona Complex League Giants. 2-2. Ground ball, left side, diving the third baseman. Martin can't find the baseball. It's in the left field. Base hit for Youngblood. One out knock for Trent, who's had a nice series. I'll bring up Enver Perez, one on, one out. Now, Kayama, so great with the ACL Giants, and he was named one of the four Arizona Complex League starting pitchers of the year. But his numbers have not been great to start his San Jose career as he fires home. Enver Perez swings and misses. Those four appearances, 7 1/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 9 runs on 13 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 8 walks. That's not a great ratio. The 0-1 pitch. This is downstairs. One ball and one strike to Enver Perez. Youngblood at first. One out. In the bottom of the first, no score. Kayama home. Ground ball foul. It's a big jump, and Cayamo's only in his second pro season. He pitched last year in the Dominican Summer League. Very, very strong performance. But 18 years old at the single-A level as a starting pitcher, you don't see that too often. He nods and fires. Ground ball foul. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Now the good news for Cayamo, he's coming off by far his best outing with San Jose. Three shutout innings against Fresno last Sunday in relief. Allowed five hits, but no walks and two strikeouts. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Perez strikes out on a breaking ball. Two away.
Now batting for your high, number 23.
Good looking change up from the 18-year-old. Two outs for the hero from last night, Alexander Benoit, in the cleanup spot today. Youngblood at first. Scoreless ball game here in the first inning. Cayamo sets below the belt, nods, whirls around to first to pick off throw, and Youngblood safely back to the back. Here's the pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Heavy dose of changeup early from Cayamo. It's 0-1 to Benoit. Rawhide with a win the series. San Jose trying to get a W and earn a hard-fought series split on the road in their final road series of the year, 0-1. Fly foul, 0-2 to Benoit. His sacrifice fly last night, walking things off for Visalia. Rawhide erased a 3-0 deficit in the bottom of the eighth. Scored two in the eighth, two in the ninth. Benoit off the bench, a sack fly to score a year-old Nin and win the ball game. Didn't wait around. He saw the first pitch, the exact goal, drive the ball deep enough into right field to score Nin. That's exactly what he did. In with some of the best speed on the Rawhide, beat the throw from Cam Maldonado home to send the near sellout crowd into delirium. 0-2. Chopped foul. Wow, fighting off a bunch of pitches here. Two again. Ground ball, foul again down the third base line. Cayamo deals inside. Benoit backs out of the way, 1-2. Expected to be a 1-2 punch today for San Jose. Kaner Martinez, another talented pitching prospect, 11th-ranked prospect in the Giants organization. Most likely will come in after. As Benoit slaps it foul down the third base side. Most likely come in after Cayamo. Two young, talented pitchers. The Giants and what is certainly the best rotation all season long in all of single-A baseball. Giants have the best ERA among all 30 single-A teams. One, two. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Benoit shakes his head. Nods, sighs the shoulders. He's getting ready to face the eighth pitch of this at bat. He's fouled away five pitches so far. Spin around, pick off throw back to first, and Youngblood safely back to the back. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, just missed upstairs, and Benoit has worked it full. We'll go nine pitches deep. This has been a great at bat by Alexander. the payoff. Grounded foul, and we'll go 10 deep. This is exactly how you, with a starter, set a tone as an offense. Work along at bat, get the pitch count up early, especially on a hot, hot day like today. Temperature's already in the triple digits. It's a great way to wear down a starter. 10th pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. Ground ball up the middle. It's through base hit. Youngblood will race to third as it's fielded in center by Diaz. He'll hold it there. And there's runners on the quarters with two outs. One at-bat by Benoit. We played here last night. It's the walk-off winner. He's right back out on Sunday and works a 10-pitch at-bat before lining the base hit up the middle. Fouled off five pitches in that at-bat. That's the Rawhide a chance to score first here in the bottom of the first. Jake Josefa, left-hander, stands in, and the pitch shows bunt, lunges and misses it. A backpick throw to first. Benoit gets back safely. Well, the Giants have scored first in the first five games of this series. Ayama's 25th pitch of the inning home. A strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-1 to Josefa. Make it 0-2 to Josefa. The pitch. Fly foul down the left field line. And we'll do the 0-2 again. 26 pitches for Kayama, who wasn't going to go in particularly deep anyways. His season high through four starts with the Giants, or four appearances with the Giants. Just 43 pitches. Hider already halfway there. Base hit by Youngblood, base hit by Benoit, but runners on the corners with two outs in the first. 0-2 again. Ground ball up the middle through base hit. Youngblood will score. 1-0 Rawhide, and for the first time this week, Visalia strikes first. A couple just great at-bats. Benoit, the highlight of the inning on 10 pitches. And Josefa crushes on up the middle. Ground ball 103 miles an hour off the bat to make it 1-0 Rawhide. Benoit goes first to third, and Jose Alpuria comes to the plate trying to keep it going for Visalia. Catcher Juan Perez to chat with our Hennis Kayama. Marcelia trying to finish the home season with a win and a series win. Hyde had great success here at home. 38-27. They're trying for their 39th win. If they can get a win this afternoon, it would be the most home wins in a season for Visalia since their championship year in 2019. How cool would that be? Finish even with a loss, it would be 10 games over 500 here at home. They've been great at Valley Strong Ballpark from April to August. Jose Alpuria ready, and the pitch home. A looping changeup in the zone for a strike, 0-1. The sun has just peeked behind some white wispy clouds. Providing some momentary respite. 0-1 home is a strike, and Jake Josefa takes off to second, makes it safely, but the throw down to third, where Benoit is caught napping, and he's tagged out by Walker Martin. It was a bluff throw by Perez as Josefa took off, and then he tossed down to third base, where Benoit was lingering too far off the bat. It was a great at-bat by Benoit. 10-pitch at-bat to work a single. And Jake Josefa with an RBI knock to make it 1-0 Rawhide after one inning on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and from the Learn for Life press box.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever.
ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top of the second inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-0 lead for the Rawhide over the Giants in the home finale on this Sunday afternoon in Labor Day weekend. Cameron Maldonado leads off the second and takes ball one inside from Dari Vasquez. The pitch. Just missed outside. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Vasquez worked around a single and a walk for a scoreless first, facing 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup as the pitch home to Maldonado's fly down the right field line, hooking and onto the Four Creeks pasture. Two-one. Flied into right field, racing in Benoit, reaches up and makes the catch. One out.
Now batting number 41, Jeremiah Jacobs.
When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. One out for Jeremiah Jenkins, left-handed hitter. The pitch outside to Jenkins. One ball, no strikes. Vasquez sidesteps and deals. Outside, 2-0. It's been a great week of pitching for Visalia. Well, it's been a down month for Rawhide pitching. For a team that's strength has always been in their arms this season. The 2-0 Anthony's for a strike, 2-1. But the strong pitching certainly has returned this week. The Rawhide have held the Giants to five hits or less in four of five games in this series. The lone exception last night. 2-1, hard hit ground ball right side. Youngblood racing over, fields it on the edge of the grass, fires to first to beat Jenkins by two steps. Nice move by Youngblood, who's making a rare start at second base, traditionally an outfielder. There's two outs for Juan Perez, the right-handed hitting catcher. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0 to Perez. Now, Visalia has allowed just 13 total runs to San Jose in five games. 1-0. Fly foul, right side out of play. Even the games they've lost, they've been in them. There hasn't been a meltdown on the mound, which has been much more of an issue for the Rawhide on the road. Allow a crooked number, four or five runs, and you know, that tends to happen. The 1-1 misses downstairs, two balls, one strike. More times than not, you have an inning where you allow four runs or more. You're going to lose that ball game. I haven't seen any inning where the Giants have scored more than two runs this week. It's kept the Rawhide in every single game. And like last night, erased a 3-0 deficit for a win. 2-1 misses inside, three balls, one strike. And you know, you have to credit the home crowd for a win like last night. Rawhide had just two hits entering the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Perez. At the knees for a strike. And the count full. It's the sinker from Dari Vasquez. 95 miles an hour. Perez thought it was ball four, but a strike according to TrackMan and according to Nathanael Rodriguez-Garcia, our plate umpire. Reed Hoover is the man in the field. There's the payoff to Perez. In the dirt, Vasquez skipped a breaking ball. And his second walk of the day. Two-out walk, Perez at first. And the number nine batter in the Giants lineup, Jose Astudillo, steps to the plate. The fielder has four hits in the series. Scored two of the three runs last night for the Giants. Vasquez will work out of the stretch. Right arm dangling by his side. He's set up on the first base side of the rubber. Sets above the belt. Kicks and throws. Inside. 1-0. The Rawhide didn't have anything going offensively last night. They were staring down about 13 straight innings without scoring a run. Back to early in Friday night's game. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. But it was Jaqueo Zeffa got things going for the Rawhide. He had a double to lead off the eighth. Dale Cruz followed with a single. Kasen Cunningham drove in a run. The Rawhide got two in the eighth. And you kind of just felt the Rawhide were bound to walk it off in the ninth. There's the 1-1. Check swing, ball in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did. 1-2. Now, the Rawhide trailed by one going into the ninth. They were facing a very good pitcher, Ricardo Estrada, who'd been great all year, 3-for-3 in save opportunities. But with over 2,000 fans behind Visalia, it felt almost inevitable the Rawhide would walk it off, and exactly what they did on Alexander Benoit's sack fly. 1-2. Driven into left field, falling quickly, racing in Josefa, and it will one hop in front of him. Not a lot off the bat of Astudillo, but he's had a great series, and he's got his fifth hit on a bloop single to left. Back to the top of the order, and Johnny Level will stand in with two on and two out here in the second. Switch hitter, he bats lefty. The pitch shows bunt, pulls back outside. 1-0, 38 pitches for Dari Vasquez here into the second inning. Right-hander from Santo Domingo. Sets, beats back at second. Winds and deals. Downstairs, Level taking all the way, two balls and no strikes. It's been fun to watch Johnny Level this week, number four ranked prospect in the Giants organization, Venezuelan native. He's got some really raw athleticism and bat speed. 2-0. This is downstairs 3-0, and it feels like it's still very much undefined. And you think another full offseason in the weight room, a couple months at spring training, learning from the best. 3-0, taking all the way, and for a strike, 3-1, Level's going to come back next year and be one of the stars of this league in the first couple months. That'd be an early prediction for me. 3-1. Downstairs, ball four, a walk to Level. The second walk of the inning for Vasquez. Loads the bases with two outs. Lorenzo Miola will come to the plate. Josh Goosen, Brown Ride pitching coach, will stride to the mound to chat with Vasquez and the rest of the Rawhide infield. Gives us a chance to remind you that Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. The bases are loaded, two outs, top of the second, and the Rawhide leading 1-0. Already 42 pitches now for Vasquez. Rawhide bullpen well rested, though, just two arms used last night. Kyle Ayers and Ryan Bruno win two innings apiece, neither allowed an earned run. Celia trying to win the series, their final homestand of the season.
finish with their 39th win at home out of 66 games. It'd be the most home wins for any Rawhide team since that championship year in 2019. Visalia went 49-19 at home that season. Good luck ever topping that. Lorenzo Miola the batter, Vasquez ready and home, and it's in the dirt. Pass Cabeza will go back to the backstop. Runner racing home. He'll score without a throw, and we're tied at one. Ball in the dirt. I think that'll be a wild pitch on Vasquez. Perez scored with ease before Cabeza could run down the baseball. Astudillo goes to third, level to second. Giants quickly answer the run of the Rawhide in the bottom of the first with one of their own. Tied at one. Miola singled back in the first, trying to give San Jose the lead now. The pitch. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Vasquez has just not been sharp with his command today. Had three walks last time out as well against Inland Empire last Sunday. Got three more walks today already. As the 1-0's fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. But well, that's what you get sometimes from these young starters. Vasquez, just 19 years of age. He won't turn 20 until next April, about a month, well, I say a few weeks, really, into the 2026 season, where I'd expect to see him back in a Rawhide uniform. 1-1. In the dirt. Two balls. And one strike to Miola. Rawhide plated one on three hits. The first inning off the number 10 ranked prospect in the San Francisco Giants organization, Arjenis Kayama. 2-1. Fly down the right field line. Head foul it on to the concourse, which is busy on this Sunday afternoon. This is the balcony on the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club patio. Great afternoon to enjoy the final Rawhide home game of the season. 2-2. Ground ball, left side. Backhanded by Nid. Long throw across the diamond. In time to get Miola. That's a great throw from Nid, who hasn't played too many games at shortstop this season. And the Giants get just one in the second. We're tied at one. We head to the home half of the second on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Bottom of the second inning in Visalia. Tied at one between the Giants and the Rawhide on this Sunday afternoon. Jose Alpuria takes ball one downstairs from Arjenis Kayama, who looked shaky in the first inning, allowing three hits on one run. It took 28 pitches. He fires home. A strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Trent Youngblood is single. Alexander Benoit worked in an excellent at bat. 10 pitches, fouled off 5 pitches before notching a 2-out single. Benoit hits one left side, and it's through for a base hit. Jose Alpuria with a single. Line drive past the outstretched reach of the third baseman, Martin. Already the fourth hit for the Rawhide, only here at the top of the second inning. Gilfran Cabeza will come to the plate. One on, nobody out. First at bat of the series for Gilfran. Kayama nods and throws. Outside, 1-0. Benoit worked the 10 pitch at bat, and then Jacques Josefa, an RBI single on another good at bat. Had a 2-strike count on him and lined a base hit up the middle. Tied at 1 after the Giants, with a couple walks, a hit, and Juan Perez scoring on a wild pitch to tie the ball game in the top of the second. Cabeza takes a strike. 1-1. Gilfran inning 256 on the season, playing his 40th game of the year. 1-1. Just misses outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's been with the Rawhide all season. Served as a bullpen catcher. He's played first base. He's played second base. And remarkably, he's pitched 3 times as a position player pitching and hasn't given up a run. That might be most impressive. Pick off throw back to first. Now Puria back to the bag. If he doesn't have to pitch again, he's going to finish the season most likely as the top ERA in the Cal League. 0.0 in 2 1/3 innings pitch. Pitch Holmes in for a strike. Throw down to second is a good one. And out is Alpuria. Great throw by Juan Perez. And Alpuria caught running. 7th time Alpuria has been thrown out this season. That's exactly where you want to put the baseball. Just to the right of the second base bag. And an easy tag for the shortstop, Johnny Level. So 1 out now. Here's the 2-2. Lined into left. This ball get down for a hit. Cabeza goes opposite field. Back-to-back singles. In the bottom of the second, and the Rawhide have 5 singles already. Only had 2 hits going into the 8th inning last night.
Number 4, Adia De La Cruz.
1-on, 1-out for Adias De La Cruz. 23 batting average on the season for DLC. The pitch driven left side, gloved by Martin off one hop. He throws to second for 1, throw to first in time, ending double play. 5-4-3, and just like that, the frame retired for our Hennis Kayama. We're tied at 1 after 2 innings played on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at my TV and not. Not on TV today from the Learn for Life press box.
Get bottled soda, delicious hot food, draft beer, and simple mixed drinks at the Jameson On Deck Grill.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. Change
my story, and so can you. Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Parker?
Cohen.
Bottom of the second inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tied at one between the Rawhide and the Giants. Trevor Cohen leads off the road half of the third. The first pitch home. This is upstairs for a ball. Cohen, left-handed hitter, walked back in the first. Dari Vasquez, next pitch will be his 50th. Already into the third. Hasn't had his best command today, the 1-0. Fouled straight back, 1-1 one strike. Vasquez has walked three batters, allowed two hits, and a run in the second. Juan Perez coming around to score, walked. Base hit, another walk, loaded the bases, and he scored on a wild pitch. 1-1. The outside corner for a strike. Sharp-looking changeup. 1-2 to Cohen. Here's the pitch. Grounded right side. Charging in the first baseman. Perez fields. He flips to Vasquez, who steps on the bag. One out. Nice 3-1 put out. Hey, NTM Productions is the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. Lizbel Diaz, right-handed batter. The pitch, downstairs. 1-1 and no strikes. Vasquez home. Ground ball up the middle, over the mound into center. Base hit for Lizbel Diaz. He extends his California league leading, now 132nd hit on the season. A preposterous number of hits in 1 year. 132 and 117 games. He's two away from reaching 200 total bases on the season. What a year it's been for Diaz. Certainly deserving of a place in the California League All-Star team at the end of the season. We'll find that out in a couple weeks. Walker Martin takes outside for ball one, left-handed hitter. Now a lot of good outfielders to choose from, though. Played this season in the Cal League, so we'll see if Diaz makes it there, but it's certainly his longevity has to be well accounted for as Martin swings, drives one into left. This ball carrying, Josefa reaches up at the track and makes the grab. That ball really had some more carry on it off the bat. And it took Josefa almost to the line and to the track right in front of the Rawhide bullpen to make the catch. Two outs.
Now batting number five, Cameron Maldonado.
Cam Maldonado stands in. Diaz at first. Top of the third, 1-1 ball game. Pitch home. Fly down the right field line and foul onto the concourse. Now Diaz signed as a 17-year-old in 2023 in Cuba. Called up from the ACL to San Jose last year. Good first 55 games with the Giants last year, .279 batting average, and he's become just a great everyday outfielder for him this year as Maldonado takes downstairs 1-1, and certainly top things off for him to win a Cal League title in his second year with San Jose. Probably start the year next year with Haye Eugene. 1-1. This is inside. Two balls and one strike to Maldonado. Pitch home, runner takes off. It's foul down the right field line. Another ball up onto the Four Creeks pasture. And the count holds at 2-2. Diaz at first, two outs, top of the third, tied at one. Here's the pitch, downstairs, and the count full to Maldonado. 60 pitches now for Vasquez. We're in the third inning. The throw inside, ball four. Fourth walk of the afternoon for Dari Vasquez, and that puts two aboard with two outs in the top of the third. Estrada Cabeza will lay down some signs. Vasquez trying to get out of this top of the third. Keep this a 1-1 ball game. The Rawhide look to win the series on this Sunday afternoon. Jeremiah Jenkins, left-handed batter, digs in the pitch. A double steal. Both runners take off. Cabeza's throw down to second is to the right of the bag. And an easy stolen base for Maldonado into second. Diaz to third. And now two in scoring position with two outs. Jenkins grounded out back in the second. 231 on the season. Native of Falls Church, Virginia, just outside of the nation's capital. 1-0. Ground ball up the middle over the second base bag. Fielded there by the shortstop. In throw across the body in time to beat Jenkins at first by two steps. Vasquez works a scoreless third inning. To the home half of the third, tied at one on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Wallace Clark leads off the bottom of the third for the Rawhide in a 1-1 ball game on this Sunday afternoon. Arjenis Kayama back up on the mound. Here comes his 39th pitch of his day. A first pitch strike on the outside corner to Clark. He's closing out his first professional week of baseball. He's played a really nice third base. All six games for the Rawhide. 0-1. Ground ball right side and foul. 0-2. He had five assists on Friday night. Close ball game. 10 assists so far through five games at third base. Entering this afternoon. Here's the 0-2. Upstairs. One ball, two strikes. He's worked five walks, but still looking for that first elusive pro hit. 1-2. Downstairs. Two balls and two strikes to Wally. Switch hitter, batting lefty against the right-hander, Arjenis Kayama. The pitch. Outside, and the count worked full to Clark. He's worked good at bats. He's hit the ball hard. Just hasn't found a hole yet. Here's the payoff. Inside, ball four. That is Clark's sixth walk, six games as a pro. Lead off runner aboard here in the third.
Now batting beer high, number 9-year-old.
The first walk by Kayama. He's allowed 5 hits so far today. Year-old Nin comes to the plate. Top of the lineup, pitch home to the lefties, fouled away. And that rawhide walk brought to you by Save Mart. Walk or drive to your neighborhood Save Mart, fighting inflation for you every single day. Nin popped out back in the first, the 0-1 upstairs. 1-1. What a day it was yesterday for Yerold. He had the Rawhide's only 2 hits through the first 7 innings. He finished 3-for-4. He hit a double in the 9th inning and came home to score the walk-off run on the Alexander Benoit sack fly. 1-0. Ground ball, right side. Charging in second base, Miola flips to second for one. Level fires to first. Double play. 4-6-3 clears the bases. 2 outs in the third. It's the second double play turned by the Giants in the last 2 innings. Helping out their pitcher, Arjenis Kayama, worked a long 25-pitch first inning, but he's starting to settle in now. Trent Youngblood, the batter. The pitch coming. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Trent singled in the first, came in to score on Jacque Josefa's RBI single. Tied at 1 here in the bottom of the third, 0-1. Stairs, 1-1. Bright sun shining down, blue sky visible overhead, a few white wispy clouds like pieces of cotton candy on a summer's day. Youngblood takes upstairs, 2-1. Some cold cotton candy sounds pretty good right now. 2-1 home. Is outside, 3-1. I've seen a lot of great food in the stands. Chicken tenders. See a kid with a icy so big, I think it's larger than, it's almost taller than he is. Pitch home outside, 4. Got an ice cream. Hot dog. Some alcoholic beverages in the stands. What a great day to enjoy some ballpark food on Labor Day weekend.
Number 18, Inver. Rawhide
with their second walk of the inning. Trent Youngblood to first. And you've heard Perez, the batter, righty, the pitch. Ground ball, left side, gloved by the third baseman, Martin. He has it, posed to second for the force out. Heading over the Rawhide, get 2 walks, but do not score in the third. We've played 3 frames this afternoon, and we're tied at 1 between San Jose and Visalia on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Thank you.
number 48, Juan Perez.
On to the middle three innings of baseball in the final game of the season at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tied at one between San Jose and Visalia. Series on the line. The Rawhide with the win, win the series, and win their 39th home game of the season. The most in any season since 2019 with a win. First pitch home to Juan Perez. Slices it left side. And it's down for a leadoff single. Perez scored the Giants' first run in the second. Came around to score on a walk. And now he's got a leadoff knock here in the fourth. Fourth hit for San Jose. Jose Astudillo has five hits in the series, including a single back in the run-scoring second inning. Dari Vasquez at 61 pitches, probably nearing the end of the road here in the fourth. Fires home. Strike at the knees, 0-1. Well, no, he hasn't given up that crooked number we talked about earlier. It's a tie ball game. Hasn't had his best stuff, but he's gotten through innings. And the Rawhide bullpen's been terrific all week long. He's given his team a chance to win the ball game. That's all you can ask for. Oh, my, that really slipped out of the hand of Vasquez. Goes back to the backstop. And Perez will head to second. You can tell right out of his hand that it slipped on this scorcher of a Sunday afternoon. Not the weather that you'd hope to finish a season. But it's still August, September. Now that starts in 9 hours. Scary to say. 1-1. This is outside. 2-1. We're up to 103 degrees. If you're standing in the sun, it's a real feel of 104. Not much of a breeze either on this final day of August. 2-1 pitch coming from Dari Vasquez. Ground ball, left side, charging it in. The shortstop collects, looks back the runner, and fires to first. One out. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team, the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. Won't be able to come to Rawhide games after today until April. Better way to get in shape going into the fall than visiting the Lifestyle Fitness Center. You certainly find me there more nights than not. Johnny Level stands in and takes ball one downstairs. One out, Perez at second. We're tied at one here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 coming from Vasquez, the pitch. Driven high in the air to right. Back is Benoit at the edge of the track, looks up and drops the baseball. Down to third goes Perez, and Level will be safe at first on a E9. I think Benoit was thinking about the throw down to third, and the ball... Yeah, he hadn't collected the ball. It was in his glove, and it popped right out. Looked like as he tried to make a glove-to-hand transfer, but it certainly was ever secure in his glove. He's got to fully reach the mitt. Kind of like a three-second rule or three-step rule in football. You're going to have to take a step with the ball in your mitt before you can drop it. And a unfortunate way to end the day for Dari Vasquez. An E9 has runners on the corners. Perez at third, Level at first with one out. And that'll do it for the right-hander as the Rawhide go to the bullpen. We'll step aside. Tied at one, one out, top of the fourth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Sandro Santana into the ball game in the top of the fourth. 1-1 ball game between San Jose and Visalia. There's runners on the corners and one out. And the first appearance of the week for the left-hander from La Romana, the Dominican Republic. It's tricky to face out of the bullpen. A 3-4 arm slot. Santana making his 20th appearance of the season, 3.59 ERA, 42 2/3 innings of work, 40 strikeouts, 23 walks. Opposing batters hitting just .228 against the southpaw. Lorenzo Miola leads off in the first pitch home. It's a strike on the inside corner to Miola. Perez is at third, level at first with one out, and the Giants trying to take the lead. Here's the 0-1. Side corner for a strike. 0-2, you know, for Sandro this season, it's almost feel like called the Sandro Santana experience. You never know what you're going to get. The 20-year-old sets above the belt and deals. Flied hard down the right field line, but hooking foul and back onto the pasture. The fans down there have been busy with foul balls today. Now, Santana, he's in 8 outings of relief this season, allowed 2 runs or more, including 3 outings where he's allowed 3 runs or more. But he's also had 10 shutout outings this season. Here's the 0-2. At the top of the zone, strike 3 called. Slider coming around. 1 away, make it 2 away. First out for Santana. It's a big one. He's got the 3-4 arm slot, tricky to face. Ball comes out late of his hand. That was a nice slider looping into the zone. 14 inches of break across the zone. 2 outs for Trevor Cohen, lefty on lefty matchup. Cohen walked in the first, grounded out in the third. Here's the pitch. Inside, Cohen backs out of the way. Did it hit him? It got him on the elbow. Man, it wasn't much. But Nathaniel Rodriguez Garcia called it right away, and that loads the bases. Must have just clipped his elbow guard. So the bases are loaded. Perez at third, level at second, Cohen at first, and the Cali hit leader, Lisbel Diaz, the batter. Righty batter, and the pitch. Round ball right to the shortstop. Nanny collects underhand toss to second to Youngblood. Inning over. Santana and the Rawhide escape a bases loaded jam. And to the bottom of the fourth, tied at 1 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Like, I haven't spent a lot of time in San Jose.
outdoor seating, exchange. Kyle.
Now batting for your high, today's in and out double-double batter, number 23, Alexander Benoit.
Bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one between the Rawhide and the Giants. Every game in this series, with the exception of one game, a 7-2 win for the Rawhide on Thursday, every other game decided by three runs or less. So it's felt like it's close really every game. Benoit takes a strike. That 7-2 win was a two-run ball game into the bottom of the eighth. Enivert Perez had a three-run homer. Took a close game to a lopsided game, but really, if you've watched all five games, they've really all been tight and low scoring going into the last couple innings. And seems that we're due for another thriller this afternoon. What better way to close out game 66 of 66 this season in Visalia? A one count to Benoit. Arjenis Kayama throws. Driven high in the air to left. Back at studio. See ya. Benoit walked it off last night. This afternoon, a go-ahead solo homer in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball up in the zone, and Benoit blasts his third homer of the season. Some real pop. That ball got out of the ballpark in a hurry. That is the first home run Kayama is allowed at the single A level. Shaki Osefa stands in, takes strike one at the knees. Rawhide of homered this week. Won both games. 0-1. This is outside. One ball, one strike. A pretty good trend when Visalia's homered this season. They are 26-16 with a home run. Josefa takes downstairs 2-0. They've taken a 2-1 lead. Go ahead, home run by Alexander Benoit. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Left side. This will be plenty of room for Astudillo. Trickling in, reaches up and makes the shoulder high grab. One out. Alexander Benoit, solo blast. 10 pitch single back in the first. He was rewarded with coming off the bench last night, hitting a walk off sack fly, batting in the cleanup spot, and so far delivering for manager D. Garner. Jose Alpuria steps to the plate and the pitch. The knees for a strike. You know, Benoit, he's, I think, underrated when you look at Rawhide players that have contributed to wins this year. He's had some big-time performances. He doesn't get a lot of playing time. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And it's been a crowded outfield this season for the Rawhide. Slade Caldwell is out there to start the year. Jacque Josefa entering. Diaz de la Cruz has been getting playing time all year. The man at the plate, Alpurio, on the IL. He came back. Trent Youngblood has been an everyday outfielder, so there's just not a lot of playing time for all the outfielders. Benoit with his fifth multi-hit game this month. 0-2. Outside, one ball, two strikes. He's been with the Rawhide most of the season. He was called down to the Complex League to play 22 games in May before rejoining the Rawhide in June. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Picked up by the catcher Perez. He'll fire down to first. Two outs. Bring up Dios Fran Cabeza, who singled back now in the second. 2-1 Rawhide lead here in the bottom of the fourth. And that's going to do it for our Arjenis Kayama. He goes a single A high, 62 pitches, as well as a single A high for. They get 3 2/3 innings tonight, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits. The Giants go into the pen. We'll be right back on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Kaner Martinez into the ballgame for San Jose, with the Rawhide leading the Giants 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning and two outs, just as we expected from Edwin Villegas. Artemis Kayama starting the ballgame, going 3 2/3, and another talented young pitcher, Kaner Martinez. So talented, he was named the Arizona Complex League Pitcher of the Year. He's the 11th ranked prospect in the San Jose Giants organization. He'll face the left-hander Dios Fran Cabeza to start his day, and Cabeza grounds one right side. Backhanded by the first baseman Jenkins, he'll flip to Martinez. One pitch, one out for the right-hander, and the fourth is over. The Rawhide take the lead on an Alexander Benoit solo homer. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and watching on MyTV 53, all from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Sandro Santana back out on the hill for his first full inning of work after getting the last out of the fourth inning. He'll face Walker Martin to start off the fifth. And a first pitch strike into the lanky left-handed hitter. Rawhide lead 2-1 on a go-ahead homer by Alexander Benoit in the fourth. 0-1 to Martin. Slider across the zone and just misses. Well, it was really well in the strike zone, but it's called a ball by Natana L. Rodriguez Garcia. Looked like a wonderful pitch to me. 1-1. On the inside corner, and that one missed, but it's called a strike. 1-2. Yeah, we've all had a long week. The pitch. Grounded right back to Santana. Scoops it off hitter. Flips to first. One out. Rawhide Baseball, the Rawhide Broadcast Network, brought to you by Family Healthcare Network. Care centered on you. Cam Maldonado steps in, right-handed hitter. The lefty Santana deals. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Well, some history made, I guess, today. The end of an era, really. We'll go into the history books. The 0-1 sails upstairs. 1-1. A sad day in Modesto's. The Nuts, just in the last hour or so, playing their final ever game in existence at home. 1-1 foul back. Nuts will finish their season next week on the road in San Jose against these Giants. It'll be their last ever games as the Modesto Nuts, the 1-2. Downstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes, but it was their last ever home game this afternoon at John Thurman Field. And no joy in Modesto today. They rallied late but fell 5-4 to Stockton. 2-2 to Maldonado. Inside corner, strike 3, call. Pretty pitch by Santana. It's his second strikeout. There's 2 outs in the 5th. San Jose's had a runner in scoring position in every inning so far. Santana trying to get through a quick 5th inning. He'll face another left-hander, Jeremiah Jenkins. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike, 0-1. It's been big crowds in Modesto. The few nights. Here comes the pitch. Flied high in the air down the right field line and gone. Jeremiah Jenkins ties the game at 2. That was a breaking ball on the inside corner. It was a matter of fair foul. Benoit gave up on it earlier. I thought it was way foul, but it wasn't over the bullpen. 390 feet, somewhere up onto the pasture in the back concourse. And just like that, we're tied at 2. Jenkins with his 4th homer of the season. First pitch home to Juan Perez, slapped right side. Perez, and Yver Perez is there. And he steps on the bag, inning over. Jeremiah Jenkins gives the Giants their second home run of the series and ties the game at 2 with a solo blast. We enter the home half of the 5th, tied at 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Bottom of the 5th inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. A 2-2 ball game between the Giants and the Rawhide. Matias de la Cruz leads off the inning and takes ball one downstairs from Kaner Martinez. The Arizona Complex League Pitcher of the Year, 21 years old, out of Venezuela, fires a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. 11th-ranked prospect in the SF Giants organization got the last out of the fourth on a quick ground out to Dios Francabeza. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip back into the glove of Perez, 1-2. And DLC will step out and call time. Here's the 1-2. Foul tip straight back. And the count holds. Well, Martinez has been solid. He's been twice starting, and now his third time out of the bullpen. 1.84 ERA so far in 14 and two-thirds innings of work. 1-2. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz down on strikes. One out. First strikeout for Martinez of the day.
Now batting here high, number 11, Wallace Clark.
Martinez had a great season in the Arizona Complex League. 15 appearances, 8 starts, 1.90 ERA, 67 strikeouts. He only walked 10 batters over 47 and a third innings. Here's Wallace Clark. Ball one inside to Wally. Just great work by Martinez down in Arizona, and the success has continued so far, reaching the single-A level. 1-0 from the big righty. On the outside corner for his strike, 1-1. And just like Arenas Cayama, certainly Kaner Martinez, another pitcher that Giants fans should be excited about. Bright future, 1-1. Fly foul. Certainly a little older, though, 21 years old, compared to Cayama, who's only 18. Martinez was signed in 2023 as an 18-year-old out of Venezuela. Here's the pitch. Inside. Two balls, two strikes to Clark. Two-two. Foul tipped back into the glove of Perez. Two away and back-to-back strikeouts for Kaner Martinez.
Now batting here high, number 9, Gerald Nix.
See a fastball, slider, and changeup from Martinez. First pitch home, swing and a miss by Nin. And just certainly what he did in the ACL this season, putting him on the radar, exploding up the Giants prospect rankings. Pitch for the ACL last in the ACL last year, 3.03 ERA, 19 relief appearances. As the 0-1's grounded right side. This is going to be trouble. Picked up by the first baseman Jenkins. He has no play and in safe at first. An infield single. And snuck by the pitcher Martinez, and Jenkins, the first baseman, came way over to receive it. By the time he got there, even if the pitcher Martinez on the bag, Nin with his speed, easily running it out. First hit of the day for Gerald at the top of the lineup. It brings up Trenton Youngblood yet to get out today. He singled and walked and scored. Tied at 2 on the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Downstairs, 1-0 to Trent. Martinez sets above the belt at home. Side to Youngblood, 2-0. It's been a really nice series for T.Y. Day off yesterday. Or he did play yesterday. Two walks yesterday. Thursday had a pair of hits, a couple walks as well. He sacked fly last night. Heights comeback victory. Pickoff throw back to first. Back is Nin. Second on the team with a .388 on base percentage. 376 OPB in the month of August. 2-0. Popped up. Left side. Foul territory. Martin at the camera well. Reaching over and it runs out of room. It hits right off the top pole of the netting. There's a dog down there and it spooked him. He's okay. Everyone's okay. The promo team was standing under an umbrella. I'm surprised. Baseball came flying over them. We will do the 2-1 again to Youngblood. The pitch. Driven into left center. Astudillo under it. Now called off by Diaz. And the center fielder way over out of position and left to make the catch. Hey, he had a good beat on it and makes the play. The Rawhide strand one in the fifth. Scoreless frame for Kaner Martinez. To the sixth inning. We're tied at two on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Looking at the scorecard for today's first winner.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the sixth inning, a 2-2 ball game between the Giants and the Rawhide. Sandro Santana back out to work. Fires home. Jose Astudillo slaps one through the left side for a leadoff base hit. Nothing new for Astudillo. He's started four games in this series, and he now has 3 2-hit days. Singled in the second, and he singles here in the sixth. Both teams have a solo home run each. Jeremiah Jenkins, a solo blast in the fifth. Alexander Benoit, solo blast in the fourth. They have action on the base pass today. Back to the top of the lineup, Johnny Level. Switch hitter swings and foul tips the first pitch he sees. Back into the glove of Dios Francabeza. 2 runs, 7 hits. 1 error for Visalia. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for San Jose. 0-1 to Level. Inside, 1-1. San Jose returns home starting Tuesday to take on the Modesto Nuts in their home series finale before they start their playoffs against the Fresno Grizzlies. Pitch home, ground ball, left side, charging in, fielded by Clark, the third baseman. Throw across his body to first in time. 1 out. Good play by Clark on a softly hit bouncer. Astudillo goes down to second.
I'll
bring up Lorenzo Miola. Go ahead, run in scoring position for San Jose. Miola's 1-for-3 today with a single. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike. 95-mile-an-hour heater, 0-1. Santana sets at the belt. And Diaz. Lined left side, past the outstretched reach of the shortstop in the end, into left field. A base hit for Miola. And Astudillo goes to third, 90 feet away, as the go-ahead run. 2-hit day for Miola. And 7 hits today for the Giants. Matches their total from last night. tied for a series high. Trevor Cohen stands in. He's grounded out, walked, and been hit by a pitch today. Adventurous day for the left-handed hitter from New Jersey. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Santana deals, and it's fouled straight back, 0-1. San Jose trying to earn a series split. Giants at the risk with a loss of dropping their second straight series after they lost 5 of 6 last week to Fresno. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Glove by Santana. He fields it. Fires home. And now Astudillo in a rundown. Cabeza running him back down to third. Clark will tag him out. And there's 2 outs. The Rawhide prevent the go-ahead run from scoring. Santana fielded it. And then you almost see the thought pop into his head. There's a runner at third. I should make sure to get him out. And he did just that. Threw home. Got a much-needed second out. Miola goes to second. Cohen's at first on a fielder's choice. So 2 on, but 2 outs. And Santana can get Lisbel Diaz out and keep this a tie ball game going to the bottom of the sixth. Diaz 1 for 3 today. A single in the third. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch. Fly foul right side and into the seats. Pitch home. This is downstairs. 1-1. San Jose, before losing their series last week against Fresno, had not lost a 6-game series since early May. Risk of losing 2 6-game series in a row. It's Diaz flies one foul down the left side, and definitely not the vibes that they'd want to take heading towards the playoffs. As we mentioned, they'll face Fresno on the road. They'll come back to the Valley on September 9th at Chichansey Ballpark in a best-of-3 series against the Grizzlies. Winner goes to the Cali Championship Series. 1-2. Upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mentioned it kind of early in the week, you know. Pitching certainly is very solid. They've got a great rotation that'll set up well for the playoffs. The hitting has to be the concern, and it's only become a larger concern with what's mostly been a struggling offensive performance for most of the week. 2-2. Popped up by Diaz into center. Lots of room for Alperia. A few steps in, reaches up and makes the two-handed grab. Santana escapes a jam in the sixth. We're still tied at 2 as we head to the home half of the sixth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box. And they get the opportunity to interact with you
each and every day. We're excited about this partnership and we're proud of you. At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
For more information, contact the Golf Shop at 651-1441. Dairy King in your birthday.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark, tied at 2 between the Rawhide and the Giants. Bright blue sky overhead, watching a plane streak across the sky, donning a few clouds behind it, making a little rumbling noise off in the distance as it heads northeast. First pitch swinging by Enyavert Perez, and it's lined down the right field line and will roll to the wall. Perez hustling into second with a stand-up double. First pitch of the sixth, and Perez with his first hit of the day. Frustrating last couple days for Enyavert. Was 0-4 yesterday. It's a big double to lead off the sixth against Kaner Martinez. Alexander Benoit has had quite a day at the plate. He singled a 10-pitch at-bat back in the first and then launched a, at the time, go-ahead home run. A solo blast to lead off the fourth. Another big spot for him here in the bottom of the sixth, tied at 2. Martinez at the belt. And home. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Late time called by Benoit. Stepped out. Now he entered today, just 1-for-8 in the series, and his lone RBI, the sac fly to walk it off last night, but already two hits tonight. His 13th multi-hit game of the season, and his 5th multi-hit game in his 16th game of August. 0-1 to Benoit. Martinez sets, and deals. Fouled straight back. 0-2. 21-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Leads the Rawhide with a .361 slugging percentage on the season. He's got some good power in his bat. 0-2. Outside. 1-2 to Benoit. Perez, the go-ahead run at second base. Tied at 2. In the bottom of the sixth, Rawhide trying to win the series this afternoon in San Jose and make it back-to-back wins to finish off the week. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, 2-2. Now, it's kind of remarkable. The Rawhide have not won back-to-back games in the month of August. Since the first 2 days of the month, you have to go all the way back to August 1st and 2nd. Last time, the Rawhide string two wins together. 2-2. Inside corner, strike 3 called. Oh, it's a tough call for Benoit on a changeup inside. There's one out.
Now batting for your high, number 1, Jake Josefa.
Jake Josefa tied the game back in the first with an RBI single. He flew out to left in the fourth. Go-ahead run at second base. A left-handed hitter from Curaçao. Martinez delivers. Outside, 1-0. Visalia enters this afternoon's ball game 0-8 in the month in a game following a win. It's a mind-boggling stat. Couldn't believe it when I was looking at the schedule this morning. 1-0. Downstairs, skips around Perez, but just right in front of him. And Perez will hold at second base. 2-0. Now the Rawhide started the month with back-to-back wins. That was against Modesto, trying to finish the month with back-to-back wins against San Jose. What has otherwise been a month to forget in August, their worst month of the season. They're 6 games under .500. The pitch home. Outside, 3-0. Best month of the year for the Rawhide was June, 17-8. Month started with a 6-game sweep of Inland Empire here in Visalia. 3-0. Downstairs, ball four, a four-pitch walk to Josefa. Rawhide Walk brought to you by Save Mart. Walk or drive into Save Mart to take advantage of over 4,000 items with new lower prices. Press at second, Josefa at first, one out for Jose Alpuria. Caner Martinez through, but late. Time called by Natanael Rodriguez-Garcia. He waves off the pitch. Alpuria called time. Go-ahead run, Enyavert Perez. At second base. Bottom of the sixth, tied at two. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. One ball. No strikes to Alpuria. Rawhide win puts them two games under 500 on the season. Chance to get back to 500 or over 500. They'll finish the year at Stockton starting on Tuesday in the Port City. 1-0. Downstairs, two balls. No strikes to Alpuria. Double by Perez. Walk to Josefa. One out here in the sixth. Rawhide trying to take the lead. Both teams have led today. Four different one-run innings. San Jose scored. Rawhide scored one in the first. San Jose one in the second. Visalia one in the fourth. San Jose one in the fifth. Now, no one's... hasn't happened really all series. Got that crooked number. He's got this a tight, low-scoring, slow-moving ball game. 15 combined hits between the two sides, but just four combined runs. Rawhide have a runner on base in every inning today. They have a runner in scoring position for the fourth time today. Martinez sets and the pitch. Fouled straight back. Two balls and one strike. Martinez sets and deals at the knees for his strike. Two and two to Alpuria. Hops up and down. He didn't love that call. 97-mile-an-hour fastball from the right-hander. Late time called again. My goodness. Pitch clock running down. That's the second time in the at-bat. Alpuria calling time very late. And Natanael Rodriguez-Garcia granting it. First time Martinez threw the ball. This time he started his motion but stopped. That's two disengagements for Alpuria. He's got one more. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Lined up the middle, a one-hopper. Oh, it's off the glove of Lemo over his shoulder and into center field. Second baseman Miola picks it up. Bases are loaded. Everyone safe. Still one out. Oh, a nasty hop to Johnny Lemo. It's going to be ruled a hit. Puria could thank the baseball. It took a crazy hop. Looked like Lemo might have an inning-ending double play set up. And the ball went 10 feet up in the air over the head of Lemo. All he could do was get the glove out and keep it from going too far away. Perez to third, Josefa at second, Alpuria at first, and Dios Francabeza, left-handed hitter, steps to the plate with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the sixth in a tie ball game. Martinez sidesteps and throws. In the dirt, 1-0. Good stop by Perez. All the more important with Enyavert Perez of the Rawhide, the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Cabezas 1-for-2 today, singled in the second. Playing his first game with the Rawhide since 10 days ago. It was last Friday in Inland Empire. 1-0. Check swing and a ball in the dirt. Cabeza held up. Two balls. And no strikes to Dios Fron. And a big spot here. He's driven in 15 runs on the season. 171 on the year with runners in scoring position. Two-oh coming from Kaner Martinez. The pitch. Chopped right back to the mound. Martinez feels it'll flip home for one. The throw to first hits Cabeza. Are they going to rule it runner interference? He points. They do. Ending over. Double play. How unlucky was that? And a unusual 1-2, then runner's interference. Looked like it might be a 1-2-3 double play. But it hit the back of Cabeza. And the inning over, the Rawhide. And the base is loaded. They do not score. We head to the final three innings of baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark this year. Tied at 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
To look like the best dressed grounds crew in all of minor league baseball.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Alex Galvan into the ballgame for Visalia on the top of the seventh in a 2-2 ballgame. The Rawhide had the bases loaded, one out in the sixth, could not score. And we head to the seventh, all tied up. Walker Martin to lead off the frame. Left-handed hitter is 0-for-3 today. Galvan making his third appearance with Visalia and his second of the series. The 13th round draft pick by the D-backs last month. First pitch home to Martin, grounded right side, played back by Youngblood on the edge of the grass, fires the first. One pitch, one out for Alex Galvan. Two innings of work, he's allowed one hit, one run, two strikeouts, and two walks. Allowed a run in his first outing of the series. That came back on Wednesday night. Scoreless outing last week in his pro debut against Inland Empire. Drafted out of the University of Central Florida in Orlando, is a native of Brielle, New Jersey. Fires home to Cam Maldonado. Ball one downstairs. Maldonado's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Here's the 1-0. Side, two balls, no strikes. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for San Jose. Two runs, nine hits, one error for Visalia. A lot of missed chances for both sides. 2-0 pitch. Check swing and a pitch outside of the zone. Maldonado held up. Three balls, no strikes. Galvan deals. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Maldonado. One on and one out here in the seventh. Rawhide bullpen, excellent all week. Sandra Santana did allow the game-tying homer to Jeremiah Jenkins, but able to get through 2 2/3 innings of work. Stranded a bunch of runners, bunch of times. That's been the story of the day. San Jose is put a runner in scoring position in all but one inning, and that was the solo homer from Jenkins, who steps to the plate, takes ball one outside. Jenkins' fourth home run of the season with San Jose. He's 1-for-3 today. Fourteenth round draft pick by the Giants last season, Jenkins. Here's the pitch. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. He matched the homer by Alexander Benoit that put the Rawhide in front the inning before. It was a ball right down the right field line. Matter of fair foul. Just stayed inside the foul pole. Pitch home, swing and a miss. Bat goes flying. Look out. It's off the netting of the San Jose dugout. Jenkins is going to go find some powder and some grip. He's behind 2-1. A little bit of a sweaty Sunday. The batting gloves did no help there. Two balls and one strike to Jenkins. Drafty from the University of Maine. Don't see too many players drafted from Maine. The Black Bears. Jenkins, though, native of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The pitch home down low for a ball. And down to second goes Maldonado. Cabeza dropped the ball on the glove-to-hand transfer. Now the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out. And Jenkins ahead 3-1. Swing and a miss, and he loses the bat again, but the ball gets away from Cabeza. Back to the backstop, and down to third goes Maldonado. Well, Jenkins has got to figure something out. He's going to get a new bat, I think. But that means that the go-ahead run's 90 feet away. This game has just been bizarre. Maldonado got a stolen base. Now the infield comes in on a pass ball. Pitch home is ripped right side. It's through. Base hit. Maldonado scores, and the Giants lead on an RBI single by Jeremiah Jenkins. That bat sure worked just fine. 107 off the bat, and with the Rawhide infield drawn in, I think that ball would have gotten through either way, but Trent Youngblood at second stood no chance as it soared over his head. San Jose, who'd had not led yet today, leads for the first time. Trailed by one run twice, two unanswered to take a 3-2 lead. Their eighth hit of the day, a series high, and Juan Perez takes strike one. A walk to Maldonado. He advanced to second on a stolen base. And to third. As the pitch is driven into center. Leaping catch by Jose Alpuria. My goodness. Wow. What a play by Alburian center to take one away from Juan Perez. We have seen some great catches this season, and that's up there. Full extension working to his left on a ball that seemed destined for extra bases. Jenkins returns to first. Two outs for Jose Astudillo. Already has two hits today. The pitch home skips in the dirt 1-0. Spin around, pickoff throw back to first. Jenkins back to the bag. That's a big catch by Alpuria. That ball gets by him. Jenkins probably scores. Now it's 4-2, and there's still only one out. Chance for Galvan to get out of the inning with just one run of damage. And they're on high trailing by one here in the top of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul tip straight back. One ball and one strike. Vaughn at the belt. And the 1-1. Bunch shown, pulled back in the dirt. Good stop by Cabeza. 2-1. Maldonado will walk, advance to second on a stolen base. To third on a wild pitch. Scoring on the Jeremiah Jenkins RBI single. Jenkins tying the game for San Jose with a solo blast, giving them the lead on an RBI hit. 2-1. Grounded in front of home plate. Cabeza charging off. Will call off Galvan. Throw to first in time to retire the side. Athletic move for Cabeza as he went tumbling onto the grass. Athletic play. Galvan gives him a little rub on the head of appreciation. Two great defensive plays by the Rawhide. But they trail as we stretch for a final time this season in Visalia. Giants 3, Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
What is up, Valley Strong Credit
Union? At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Rawhide trail the Giants 3-2. Diaz de la Cruz stands in and takes ball one outside from Kaner Martinez. Martinez back out of the back on the mound. 2 1/3 innings pitched as de la Cruz pops one up into right. Back is the second baseman Mayola in his Maldonado, and the right fielder makes the running catch. One out. 2 2/3 of relief for Martinez. He's allowed three hits and a walk, three strikeouts, but he's walked around trouble at 36 pitches now in relief. Wallace Clark stands in. Strikeout and a walk today. Switch hitter bats lefty. The pitch. Side 1-0. One oh. Upstairs, 2 and no strikes to Clark. Martinez delivers. Downstairs, called a strike. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Popped up off the end of the bat, shallow left. Back as the shortstop level, reaches up and makes the head high grab. Two quick outs for Kaner Martinez in the seventh.
Now batting here high, number 9, Gerald Nin.
Back to the top of the order, and Gerald Nin. He's 1-for-3 today, singled in the fifth. Left-handed batter. Martinez from the windup throws upstairs, 1-0. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for San Jose. Two runs, nine hits, one error for Visalia. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. One and one to Nin. Nine hits for the Rawhide, but just two runs. Last frame at the bases loaded, one out. Ending double play, costing them the pitch home. Swung on, driven into right. And as Maldonado reaches up and makes the jogging grab. Visalia goes down in order in the seventh. And we'll head to the final two innings of baseball. Valley Strong Ballpark this year with San Jose leading Visalia 3-2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
I Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education, completely free.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Folks, we've had a Rescom pitching change. Say hello to Rescom.
Bye-bye, folks.
Now pitching for your high, number 39, Sawyer Hogg. Now batting for the Giants, number 12, Yanni Lovell.
Top of the eighth inning in Visalia. Final two innings of scheduled baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark this year. Rawhide hoping to rally. They trail 3-2. Sawyer Hawks on the bump for the Rawhide to make his third appearance in a Visalia uniform. He's thrown two shutout innings, two perfect innings so far. His career, swing and a miss by Johnny Level. And a first pitch down in the zone. Top of the order for San Jose, Level, Miola, and Cohen. Two shutout innings, two strikeouts for the former Vanderbilt Commodore. The pitch outside, one ball and one strike. Six-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in last month's draft. A great 2025 at Vandy. Throws the arms over the head and deals. Inside corner for his strike. That's a pretty looking changeup. 1-2. Really good stuff he's shown so far. Two strikeouts against the Giants on Thursday night. Blonde locks tumbling out of his beige hat today. The pitch. Ground ball, left side. A few steps in. He's in. The shortstop collects. Fires to first. One out.
Now batting number 35, Lorenzo Miola.
Lorenzo Miola is 2-for-4 today. Right-hander stands in. Three runs for the Giants. They've come from the 6-through-8 batters in their lineup. Pitch on. Miola takes a strike. Juan Perez scored on a wild pitch in the first. Jeremiah Jenkins a solo homer in the fifth. Jenkins again, a go-ahead RBI single in the seventh. Just two runs for the Rawhide on nine hits. The 0-1. Ground ball, left side again, and in he stumbles, falls down, picks it back up, throw to first, not in time. Nin tripped, tried to change directions, and it took a little extra while to collect the ball and get up. And Miola with good speed, able to run it out down the line.
Trevor
should be his third hit of the day. Will be three-hit day for Miola. Brings up Trevor Cohen with one on and one out. First base runner at Sawyerhawks is allowed in his pro career. That one not really his fault. Pitch home. Outside to the left-handed hitting Cohen, 1-0. Rawhide scored in the first. They had three singles in the first inning. Jacque Josefa, an RBI single. Alexander Benoit, solo homer in the fourth. Rawhide, a lot of missed chances today. 1-0. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. But last night, Visalia raced a 3-0 lead going into the bottom of the eighth. Walked it off on a Alexander Benoit sack fly in the ninth. Still got it. Six more outs to play with. Try to go out on top to finish this home season as the 2-0s cut on and missed. Two balls and one strike. Hawks out of the stretch. Peeks over his shoulder at first. Three-strike lead there for Miola. And the pitch downstairs. 3-1 to Cohen. Speaks over his shoulder at first, and now a good pickoff throw. Miola was leading the wrong way, but he just gets back it safely. Good three a day for Miola at first. Fourth round draft pick by the Giants out of Stenson. The Mad Hatters playing the Atlantic Sun down in Florida. Another pickoff throw back, and another good one, and out is Miola. But then the ball's dropped by Perez, so Miola will be safe. Reed Hoover called him out, but then he saw the ball was on the ground. And it meant that Miola would be safe. Oh, two good pickoff throws from Sawyerhawks. That has to be disappointing. Still, Miola at first. 3-1 pitch coming. Here it is. Upstairs, ball four. Cohen is on for the third time today with a free pass. Two walks and a hit by pitch. And there's two on. With one out here in the eighth. And Lisbel Diaz stepping to the plate. Diaz 1-for-4 today. Hawks throws. Driven into center. Alperia drifting back, reaches up and makes the grab. Two outs. That was 103 off the bat, but Diaz hitting it to the wrong place, right at Alperia. Two away. Walker Martin will step to the plate. He's 0-for-4 today.
Now batting number 9, Walker Martin.
Pride have the heart of the order due up in the bottom of the eighth. Trent Youngblood, Edgar Perez, and Alexander Benoit. Two first round draft picks. On the Rawhide team, Kaysen Cunningham and J.D. Dix, both with scheduled days off. As Martin takes outside 1-0, D. Garner, though, has shown a willingness to pinch hit his top players late in games in key situations. Dix being a lefty, Dix being a switch hitter, Cunningham being a lefty, could be advantageous in the last couple innings to pinch hit him. See what the Rawhide manager draws up. The pitch. Upstairs, bounces off the glove of Cabeza, and both runners are going to advance. That'll be a pass ball. It's the first this season on Diaz-Fra. And the count goes to 2-0. Cabeza making his first start behind the dish at the single-A level. He's made three appearances over the course of the year as a catcher as a defensive sub, but first start here today. Now two in scoring position for Walker Martin with two outs in the top of the eighth. 1-1. Upstairs, two balls and one strike. Miola at third, Cohen at second. Two-one pitch. At the knees for a strike, 2-2. Right arm of Hawks dangling by his side. He comes set, nods, and throws. Swing and a miss. Ball's in the dirt. Picked up by Cabezo. Tossed down to first. A strikeout to retire the side. Sawyer Hawks works around a single and a walk for a scoreless inning. It's a one-run ball game. So we head to the home half of the eighth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
In the form of our Lawrence Director Rays, Jacob.
What is up, Rawhide fans? I'm here on Talking Thursday.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Rawhide looking to rally. They trail 3-2 in the finale here at Valley Strong Ballpark in 2025. Heart of the lineup, Trent Youngblood, Enver Perez, Alexander Benoit, 2, 3, and 4. Due up against Kaner Martinez, out for another inning of work. He stops 3 1/3 scoreless. He deals. First pitch inside for a ball. Just 44 pitches for Martinez. He started and relieved 2 times each this season for San Jose. Here comes the pitch. It's inside, ball 2. And Martinez has tossed at least 60 pitches in all those outings. A season high of 70 with San Jose. Remember, he started the season in the Arizona Complex League. Here's the 2-0. On the outside corner for his strike 2-1. He was named the ACL Pitcher of the Year. And while he hasn't had his sharpest stuff today, he's worked around trouble. Still hasn't allowed a run in a low-scoring tight game. 2-1. Grounded foul and a broken bat. The right half of the head of the bat of Youngblood shattering. Still's got most of the bat in his head. Just a shard goes down the first base line. A couple shards. Or one of the Rawhide bat boys to pick up. And Youngblood's going to have to go find a new bat. Now goes 2-2. Matthew, Rawhide bat boy, hands it to Youngblood. Trent singled and scored in the first, walked in the third, flew out to left in the fifth. Visalia trailed by 3 runs entering the eighth last night and rallied. Trailed by 1 run entering the eighth tonight. Trying to tie or walk off in the ninth. The pitch fouled straight back. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Youngblood. At the knees, strike 3 called. And there's 1 out.
Now batting here high, number 18, Inuvert Perez.
96-mile-an-hour fastball. The 21-year-old Kaner Martinez. He's shown impressive resolve today. Threw some base runners on. And settled in now. He's retired 5 in a row. Yvert Perez, the batter, the pitch. Misses downstairs. 1-0. 3 1/3 innings work by Arjenis Kayama. Kaner Martinez has entered. Gotten the Giants through the majority of this ball game. As the 1-0 misses downstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. Martinez has allowed 3 hits and 1 walk. 4 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Head of the breaking ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 coming to Perez. In the dirt, and he's ahead. 3 balls and 1 strike. Tying run at the plate. If he can reach, would bring Benoit, already has a home run today, to the plate as the go-ahead run. Here's the 3-1 from Martinez, his 54th pitch of the day. Ground ball, left side, it's through the hole. Base hit for Andyvert Perez. He doubled in the sixth, he singles here in the eighth. And the Rawhide have the tying run on base. 104 off the bat through the 5-6 hole. Benoit's had a nice day at the plate. Singled on a excellent 10-pitch at bat back in the first, and then a solo home run that at the time gave the Rawhide a 2-1 lead in the fourth. Hit the walk-off sack fly last night for the Rawhide. Martinez home. A looping breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. 10 hits today for the Rawhide, but they have just 2 runs. Late time called by Benoit. 5 combined runs, and it's all been 1 run each in different frames. Neither of these teams have been able to put up a big number in any frame all week. It's been the story of the series. Low scoring, tight ball games, missed chances, good pitching, and timely late clutch hitting by one team or another. The Rawhide trying to win the series with a W this afternoon. 1 to Benoit. The pitch, swing and a miss. Benoit ahead of the changeup, and he's in a hole. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Martinez sets. And home. Outside, miss with the slider. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackie Osefa sparked the rally last night for the Rawhide with a leadoff double in the eighth. 1 for 2 today with a walk and an RBI single. He's on deck. 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Poked right side. It's rolling in the gap into right field. No play for the second baseman, Miola. There's 2 on with 1 out. Wow, Benoit lunged way out of the zone to poke that ball to the right side. It got past the first baseman, Jenkins, and it took the second baseman, Miola, way back into the right field grass. No one was at first base when he fielded it. But either way, Benoit was going to be saved. 11th hit of the afternoon for the Rawhide. Back-to-back singles. The tying run at second. The go-ahead run at first. The Rawhide trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth, and Jackie Osefa the batter. 1 for 2 with a walk. RBI single in the first. Left-handed hitter to face Kaner Martinez. The pitch. In the dirt and back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. That's huge. Fastball spiked in the dirt. It'll be a wild pitch. The tying run's 90 feet away. Perez at third, and the go-ahead run. Benoit at second. And now for Josefa, the approach changes. You want to put a ball into the outfield to try to score Perez. Perez does not have good speed, though. I need to put a ball deep into the outfield. Infield is in for San Jose. 1-0 in the dirt, skips away from Perez, but nowhere for Andyvert Perez to go. And again, not good speed for Andyvert Perez at third. A ball to the backstop isn't necessarily going to bring him home with the shallowest backstop in pro ball. Benoit, better speed, though not one of the Rawhide's fastest runners at second. All 4 San Jose infielders got a step back from the grass. The pitch in the dirt, it nearly hit Josefa. 3 balls and 0 strikes. First base is open now. Jose Alpurria is 2 for 3 today. He's on deck. Martinez readies and throws. Fouled away. 96-mile-an-hour fastball in the zone. Yosefa was swinging. A 3-0 count. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Driven into center field. Diaz racing back. He reaches up and makes the catch. Here comes Perez. The throw will be cut off, and the ball game is tied. Exactly what the Rawhide needed, a deep fly into center that would take an outfielder back. And Diaz's throw only got to the shortstop, Johnny Level. Perez scoring to tie the game. Benoit goes to third with 2 outs in the eighth. And the day is going to finish with Cater Martinez. It went Villegas out to go to the bullpen. The go-ahead runs at third base with 2 outs, and Jose Alpurria is coming to the plate. We'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. We got a tie ball game at the bottom of the eighth on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
We are back in Visalia. Tie ball game, 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth, 2 outs. And the go-ahead run, Alexander Benoit's at third base as Jose Alpurria comes to the plate. Evan Gray, the right-hander, into the ball game for San Jose. He's making his 36th appearance of the season, a 4.11 ERA and 46 innings of work. He's a good strikeout pitcher to bring in the situation. 58 strikeouts, 27 walks for the 2024 draft pick by the Giants. Alpurria, right-handed hitter, is 2-4-3 today. Gray pitched on Thursday night. An inning, he allowed a 3-run home run to Enyavert Perez. 3 runs on 2 hits. Time is called by Juan Perez as he works through the signals with Evan Gray. Now Puria, then the lefty Dios Francabeza to fall. The go-ahead run at third base and Benoit. 2 outs in the frame, the pitch. Sliced foul, 0-1. Rawhide trying to take the lead here in the bottom of the eighth and go 3 outs away from a series victory to close out their final homestand of the season. Gray turns and fires. Fouled straight back. Right up over the Learn for Life press box and out of play. 0-2 to Alpurria. Gray sets at the belt. And home. Driven foul. The left to the third base bag. Gray's got a funky motion. He almost turns his back to the plate and cocks way back in his windup. It's a long, long while till you pick up the ball out of his hands. Right-hander played at Arkansas as well as St. Louis University, the Billikens. 0-2. Driven high in the air down the right field line, hooking foul. Four straight pitches fouled off by Alperi. Gray home. Right down the middle. Strike three called. Evan Gray gets a strikeout to keep the go-ahead run stranded at third. And we head to the ninth, tied at three on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
And run those bases. Rawhide fans, we've had a Restaurant pitching change. Say hello to Restaurant.
Bye, bye, bye.
Now pitching for the high, number 15, Alexis Liabano.
Top of the ninth inning in Visalia. We're tied at three. Final game of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. A better way to finish than a tight ball game on this blazing hot Sunday afternoon. Cameron Maldonado leads off against Alexis Liabano. Pitcher in for Visalia. Tossed a scoreless frame with two strikeouts and a walk in his first outing of the series on Wednesday. Flame-throwing righty, touches 99 miles an hour. Sets and fires in the dirt. Ball one to Maldonado. It's Maldonado, the lefty Jeremiah Jenkins, who's done much of the damage today for San Jose. Solo homer and an RBI single, then Juan Perez. 6-7 and 8 in the Giants lineup. The pitch. Check swing, and Maldonado held up. Two balls and no strikes. Liabano throws in the dirt, 3-0. It was an interesting decision to throw a curveball when you're already behind 2-0, buried in the dirt. Maldonado did not chase. Now Liabano behind 3-0, the pitch. Inside, ball four. Couldn't locate the fastball in that at bat. Leadoff walk. Well, Liabano's had some command issues when he's got it in the zone. He can be quite effective. Started the season at High A Hillsboro. 5.30 ERA in 14 appearances. 18 and two-thirds innings of work. 15 strikeouts with 11 walks. First pitch home is chopped right side. Backhanded by Youngblood, the second baseman. Tosses to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Jenkins runs it out. And there's one out. Jenkins trades spots with Maldonado. Interesting decision again to swing on the first pitch of an at-bat after a four-pitch walk. Jenkins able to run out the double play. And 4-6 fielder's choice. One out for Juan Perez, who singled and walked today. Go with a fly out and a ground out. So 1-for-3 make it as the first pitch home is a curveball, and it's in the zone. 0-1. Jose Astudillo has two hits today. He'll follow. One on, one out, top of the ninth. We're tied at 3. The pitch. Ground ball, right side, glove by Perez, down to his knees, picks it up, fires to second for 1. Nin will hold it there, but there's 2 outs. Great play by Enyavert Perez, the first baseman, down to his knees to cleanly field it. And he gets the much important lead runner at second, another fielder's choice, this one 3-6. 2 outs, Perez trades places with Jenkins, and Jose Astudillo, 2-for-4 today, another right-handed hitter, steps in to face Liobano. Started with a 4-pitch leadoff walk. It was not an auspicious start, but Liobano, 2 quick outs now. As the first pitch home, grounded left side, gloved by Clark at 30. He's up with it, fires across to first in time, and just like that, top of the ninth, over. The Rawhide can walk it off for a second straight game to finish their 2025 home season. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Deals front cabeza. Diaz de la Cruz and Wallace Clark do up. Tied at 3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom of the ninth, the Rawhide trying to walk it off. Close out their 2025 home season. Bottom of the lineup due up, starting up with Dios Fran Cabeza in a tie 3-3 ball game. Evan Gray, the righty, back on the mound for San Jose. He fires home. Cabeza lunges at a bunt and misses. 0-1. Dios Fran Cabeza, then Diaz de la Cruz and Wallace Clark, 7-8-9. Gray got Jose Alpuria to strike out. Last out of the eighth. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Cabeza. Rawhide walked it off in the ninth last night on an Alexander Benoit sack fly. Chance to win the series here today. 0-2 pitch. Driven into center. It's down for a hit. One ops in front of Diaz, and the walk-off run aboard at first. Cabeza does not have great speed as a catcher. Diaz de la Cruz will come to the plate. He's 0-3 today. He faced Evan Gray on Thursday night and flew out to left. Right-hander Gray sets at the belt and throws. Bunt shown, pulled back. And the pitch sails high 1-0. Cabeza's not going to be a threat to steal. But with de la Cruz try to lay down a bunt, advance the walk-off run into scoring position. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Gray deals, bunt shown, pulled back, and it goes back to the backstop. A wild pitch. Cabeza to second. No need to bunt now. A worst possible scenario for Evan Gray. He sailed a breaking ball way above the zone. So Cabeza's at second. Nobody out. De La Cruz could, in theory, try to lay down a bunt. Now down the first baseline. He's ahead, though, 2-0 already. Gray home bunt is shown and laid back to the pitcher. Gray, who picks it up, his only play is to fire to first. It's in time, one out, but the walk-off runs at third base. And Wallace Clark, the switch hitter, bat lefty, come to the plate and play hero as he wraps up his final week as a pro. Cabeza does not have great speed at third base. The outfield is in a few steps. The infield is all on the edge of the grass for San Jose. Clark is in the left-handed batter's box. Gray is ready. The pitch. Outside 1-0. Clark faced Evan Gray on Thursday night. He walked. After Clark, the top of the order, and the left-hander Yerald Nin. Here's the 1-0. Inside, back to the backstop. Cabeza will stay at third base. That was a wise decision as Perez fields it. You know, any other ballpark, Cabeza scores, game over. But Dios Francino, 66 here. The ball to the backstop is only 18 feet, and Cabeza would have been out by a mile. 2-0 to Clark. Gray looks very skitterish right now. Gray at the bounce. 2-0. In for a strike. Clark was taking all the way. He sees a change up in the zone now. Two balls, one strike. Here's the 2-1. Inside. Three balls and one strike. Walk-off run at third base for the Rye. Bottom of the ninth, tied at 3. 3-1. Upstairs, ball 4. Clark's just one. Done what he's done all week. Work walks his 7th in 6 games. Cabeza to third, Clark at first. He doesn't matter much, and it's really not the worst scenario for the Giants as they have the force on at second. Could potentially turn a double play. But it brings up a hot hitter in Yerald Nin, who scored the walk-off run last night with 3 hits. He's 1-for-4 today, singled back in the 5th, 2 flyouts and a ground out. Juan Perez, the catcher, with a couple quick words for Evan Gray. Second base is open after Nin, Trent Youngblood duo. The Rawhide have walked off 5 times this season, including last night. What a way it would be to finish the Valley Strong Ballpark season with back-to-back walk-offs. Gray is ready on the bump. Nin is into the left-handed batter's box. And here we go. Tied at 3 in the bottom of the ninth. Runners on the corners. The pitch. Driven right side. It's gloved by the second baseman, Miola. He has no play. Cabeza scores. The Rawhide finish the 2025 home season with back-to-back walk-offs. A 4-3 Rawhide win. Visalia wins the series. Yerald Nin with the RBI walk-off single to score Dios Fran Cabeza. Nin being mobbed by his teammates in right center. Another day of 2 Gatorade baths and ice all over the outfield. Valley Strong, Bo Bart will finish the 2025 season going home happy. It was a weird play, hit to the right side. It got past the third baseman, Jenkins. Miola was shaded in, and he just stood up and realized he had no play. Cabeza took off right away. A funky-looking walk-off, a little reminiscent of the Rawhide's Jaqueo Sepa walk-off hit against Inland Empire on a Sunday back in late June. It's the sixth walk-off of the season, back-to-back days for the Rawhide, and they finish their Valley Strong Ballpark season with back-to-back walk-offs in front of the home fans. And the Rawhide's 39th win of the season here in Visalia, 39-27, best record at home for the Rawhide since the 2019 championship team, and pretty sweet way to do it. Darryl Nin walks it off. The Rawhide tied it in the eighth. Anubert Perez scored on a sack fly by Jacque Josefa. Dios Fran Cabeza led off with a single. His only start of the series, he scores on Gerald Nin's walk-off hit. Well, it's been a fun year here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and want to thank everyone that's made it possible. It's been a special year celebrating 80 years of baseball, and from the front office to the excellent grounds crew, best in the league, to the clubbies, Orlando and Mario, to the excellent production team that's brought you all 66 games on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, JT Gomez, Andrew Thornburg, Chris Debris, all our camera operators, the promotions team, ushers, and of course the fans that have tuned in and packed the ballpark all night long. It's been an unforgettable year celebrating Visalia baseball in 2025, a winning year for the Rawhide at home, and we can't wait already for April of 2026. Looking forward to hitting the road with the Rawhide for the final six games of the season. Visalia will be at Stockton on Tuesday at 7:05 first pitch. You can tune in to all six games on the Rawhide Broadcast Network via the Visalia Rawhide website for free. We're bringing you the final six games of the Rawhide season. Visalia improves on the season to 62-64, 27-33 in the second half. They've won their first series in four tries. San Jose's dropped back-to-back series for the first time since April. They fall to 78-48, 36-24. The totals from tonight's game: 4 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for the Rawhide, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the San Jose Giants. It was a game time of 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a nice Sunday crowd to wrap up the season. 1,326, the Rawhide averaged over 1,800 fans this season at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thank you to our crew today, our director Andrew Thornburg, our producer Chris Debris, and another big shout out to our director who's been on assignment most of the week, the great JT Gomez. I've been Griffin Epstein, one final time signing off this season at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide back-to-back walk-off wins to close out the home season. They defeat the San Jose Giants 4-3. One final time in 2025. So long from the Valley.